我们正在做一个围绕我们今年教会主题的讲座。
And our church theme is growing deep roots downward so that we produce fruit upwards.
我们教会今年的主题是向下扎根，向上结果。
And the last time that I spoke in the morning, we talked about unforgiveness.
在上一次我讲到了不饶恕。
And unforgiveness is one of those things that will short circuit or not make it possible for us to have deep roots into our Lord Jesus Christ.
不饶恕是阻碍我们向耶稣基督里面扎根的一个的罪之一。
And so today what I would like to do is finish the sermon on unforgiveness.
我们今天想结束关于不饶恕这一个讲道的信息。
And so I would just ask if we could just I'll go quickly through a review of 2 weeks ago.
我想快速的讲一讲我们两周前讲过的内容。
One of the things that we said was that we were reminded of in Paul's writings was that we are to be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as Christ forgave us.
有一节要讲的经文是保罗说过在以弗所书四章三十二节里面并要以恩慈相待存怜悯的心彼此饶恕正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
So the first thing that we said was that the basis of our forgiveness of one another is God's forgiveness of us.
所以我们要讲的就是我们能够饶恕人的基础是因为神先饶恕了我们。
And for that, we looked at that parable that Jesus spoke in Matthew 18.
然后我们也看到了在马太福音18章里面耶稣基督所讲到的那个比喻。
And really, from that parable, that led us to our second point.
从那个比喻当中我们引出了我们要讲的第二点。
Which was the adequate response to grace compels us to forgive.
就是说如果我们要对恩典做一个充分的回应那我们就必须要去饶恕别人。
And I think we pretty much ended there.
我想我们上次就讲到了这里。
So I would like to go to the third point of when we are to forgive and how we are to forgive, and that is that we are always to forgive.
所以我想要现在开始讲第三点，就是说我们到底什么时候要去饶恕别人呢？答案是我们总是要去饶恕别人。
Now this is very difficult.
这要做到这一点是很难的。
I just like to give you an example.
我想给你们举一个例子。
I think it was about 3 weeks ago, there was an accident very close to our house.
在三周以前在我们家附近发生了一起事故。
Right around the corner from where we live, there is a mega church, a very large church.
在我们家转角的地方有一家非常大的教会。
And it is called Covenant Life.
它的名字叫 Covenant Life.
And at that church, they actually have a school for children.
在那个教会有一个给小孩子的学校。
And evidently, some of the children, when their parents come to pick them up, they go out onto the street and wait on the sidewalk.
家长来接他们的时候，那些小孩子就冲到了街上，然后在街边。
And it looks like the school gets out at the same time that the local high school is finished.
所以他们在和当地的高中是同时间放学的。
And two young men from the high school were going down the street in their cars.
高中里面出来了两个年轻人，正在就是开车驶向那个街道。
And the two lanes merge into one right where the church is.
然后两条道就在教会那边汇合。
And the two men were speeding.
那两个人正在开车加速驶向那边。
And neither of them wanted to slow down.
然后他们没有哪个想要停下来。
So at the point where the road met into one, they collided.
然后就在道路汇合的地方，他们就相撞了。
And each car was sent in both directions.
然后两辆车就往两边冲了出去。
And one of the cars struck two girls that were waiting for their parents to pick them up.
然后一辆车，其中一辆就撞到了两个女孩子，正在等他们的父母来接他们。
The older of the girls, a 16-year-old girl, she died.
然后有一个16岁的女孩就当场就死亡了。
The 13-year-old girl was severely injured.
然后另外一个13岁的女孩就严重受了伤。
My neighbor goes to the church.
我的邻居是去那个教会的。
And he said that they had a prayer meeting that evening.
他们说在当天晚上他们举行了一场祷告会。
And I was thinking about the parents.
然后我就想到了这些孩子的父母。
How do they forgive?
他们要怎么去饶恕那些撞他们小孩的人呢？
Is it possible to forgive?
要饶恕，这样的饶恕可能吗？
You see, it's easy to talk about forgiveness when we don't have to offer it up.
我们不需要去饶恕，真正去饶恕的时候，讲论饶恕是很容易的。
But there are times when we need to forgive, and in those times, it is very difficult.
然后，但是我们真正要去饶恕，做出饶恕这个决定的时候，这个是非常难的。
And I want to say this because I know probably in your minds you have some questions.
我知道，我讲这个事情是因为我知道你们心脑海里面可能有一些问题。
About situations like this.
当我们处于这样的情况的时候。
How do you expect me to forgive when somebody's child, because of their stupidity, killed my daughter?
因为对方愚蠢的行为杀害了我的小孩，我要怎么去饶恕他呢？
Does God still expect us to forgive?
那么在这种情况下，神他是否期望我们会去原谅那些人呢？
The last point here is a very difficult one.
我要讲的第三点，是很难的一点。
But gathering from Scripture,
但是它是从圣经而来的。
We always have to forgive.
我们总是要去饶恕别人。
The conclusion is obvious.
这个结论是很显而易见的。
We brothers and sisters are always to forgive, even if there is no repentance.
我们作为主里的弟兄姐妹总是要去饶恕别人，即使对方没有悔改。
Some people like to think that we don't have to forgive if somebody doesn't repent to us.
有些人觉得说，如果对方没有悔改，那我就不需要饶恕他。
But that isn't what the Scripture teaches.
但是这不是圣经教导我们的原则。
That is far from the teachings of Christ.
这与耶稣基督的教导也相去甚远。
There is no other conclusion that we can draw from Scripture, but that we are always to forgive.
除了总是要原谅这一点之外，我们从圣经当中找不出其他的结论。
What the kind of forgiveness that I'm talking about is a one-sided forgiveness.
我要讲的是单方面的饶恕。
Now, in Matthew chapter 18, there is...Jesus talks about reconciliation.
在马太福音十八章当中，耶稣基督讲到了与人和好。
Reconciliation is more complex than a one-sided forgiveness.
与人和好是比饶恕要更加复杂的，它是一个互动的过程。
Reconciliation is between two or more people.
与人和好讲的是两个人或者更多的人之间的一个关系。
See, that's why in Matthew 18, Jesus says, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am also in their midst.
所以在马太福音十八章当中说，只要有两三人奉我的名而行，我就在他们中间运行。
Now, you're probably thinking, no, that's the verse we use for prayer meeting.
你可能想说，这句话不是我们在祷告会上时候引用的吗？
And let me just say this. I've used that verse in prayer meeting too.
我要说，其实我在祷告会的时候也是引用这句话的。
But not anymore.
但是我现在不这么做了。
Because it simply doesn't make sense in that context.
因为其实它并不适用于祷告会的那种上下文情境里面。
Is God not present when I pray alone?
难道我单独祷告的时候, 神就不与我同在吗?
It can't be that way.
这个是不可能的。
And if we just pay attention to the context where that verse is, we see that the context is one of reconciliation.
我们然后仔细查考这段经文的上下文, 那么我们就会发现说, 这段经文是在讲与人和好。
And so reconciliation is between two or more people.
与人和好是两个人或者更多人之间的关系。
That have the same frame of mind.
他们有相同的想法。
They're looking to restore their relationship together.
他们想重建彼此之间的关系。
So there is conversation.
所以他们会彼此互相之间进行对话。
There's confession.
他们会彼此忏悔。
There's repentance.
他们会悔改。
There's apologizing.
他们会道歉。
It's a much more complex situation.
这个是更加复杂的一个过程。
But Jesus, in his teaching on forgiveness, almost exclusively talks about a one-sided forgiveness.
但是耶稣基督在教导关于饶恕的时候, 他只讲到了单方面的饶恕。
It is where we decide in our hearts prior to any repentance that we forgive the other person.
在对方还没有悔改的时候, 我们的心里就已经决定, 我们已经要饶恕他了。
We don't have to hear repentance in order to forgive that person.
我们不需要听到对方对我们向我们悔改, 我们才原谅他。
It's kind of like this.
这可能有点像这种情况。
If we expect somebody to say the right words,
如果我们期望对方要说正确的话,
and have the proper disposition of sorrow,
就是对方要表示出很正确的悲痛的态度,
before we can forgive them,
然后我们才可以原谅他,
then our forgiveness is based on works.
那么我们的饶恕就是基于行为的。
And that means that we don't understand grace.
那就是说其实我们并不明白恩典的意义。
You see, we didn't receive grace from God because we repented.
大家可以看到我们受到恩典并不是说我们向神悔改了。His
grace towards us came before we repented.
在我们悔改之前, 神就已经把恩典赐下。He
didn't forgive us or extend his grace. He didn't extend his grace and his mercy to us until he heard certain words.
他并不是等到我们说了什么话, 他才,
and this teaching is based on Romans chapter 5.
这里的教导是, 在罗马书五章。
And I'd just like, if you could read the verses in Romans chapter 5, verses 5 through 8.
然后所要讲的经文是在罗马书五章五节到八节, 盼望不至于羞耻, 因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里，因为我们还软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日期为罪人死，为义人死是少有的，为人人死或有敢做的。唯有基督在我们还作罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。These
are such important verses that teach us about God's grace.
这些经文对 把神的恩典是怎么样子的教导给我们。
Because Paul says, while we were weak and unable to do anything, before even all of that, God extended his grace towards us.
因为保罗说, 在我们还软弱, 什么都不能做的时候, 神就已经为我们死。
God acted on our behalf before we repented. Before anything, God, something happened in God's heart towards us.
在我们还没有悔改的时候, 神就已经动了慈心, 祂怜悯我们, 祂饶恕我们。
Before we repented, God had love and mercy towards us.
在我们还没有悔改的时候, 神就已经,
there were no magic words that we spoke to initiate that love in God for us.
我们并没有说什么神奇的话, 让神来爱我们。
And this is the kind of heart God wants in us.
这也是神希望我们所有的心肠。
He doesn't want us to say to each other that when we say the right words and have the right disposition and sorrow, the right amount of sorrow, and then when our expectations are met, then we will forgive our brothers and sisters.
神不希望我们对彼此说，只有你说了正确的话，有了正确的态度，表现出足够我预期的忧伤之后，我才原谅你。
Brothers and sisters,If God had a heart like that, we would all be damned to hell.
如果神对我们也是这样的态度的话，那我们就会永远被咒诅在地狱里面。
So our forgiveness finds its basis on God's forgiveness towards us.
所以我们饶恕别人是因为神先饶恕我们。
And we, and our natural response to His grace should be to always to forgive.
对于神这样的恩典，我们最自然的反应应该是我们总是要去饶恕别人。
And so we are always to forgive.
所以我们总是要饶恕别人。
Even apart from repentance.
虽然即使对方没有悔改。
So what, now I'd like to move to another question. What is forgiveness?
现在我想要再问另一个问题，就是那么什么是饶恕呢？
If we could just read Romans chapter 3,26
在罗马书三章二十六节说，好在经时显明他的义，使人知道他自己为义，也称信耶稣的人为义。
You see, forgiveness has nothing to do with our forgetting any wrongs that we have suffered.
饶恕并不是说要忘记别人的错误给我们带来的痛苦。
It is about seeing our own failures in a way that leads us to show grace when others fail us.
而是说我们知道自己也会犯错，所以在别人对我们犯错的时候，我们可以去宽恕他。
It is about seeing the weakness in us, then we see our own desperate need for forgiveness and understand that God has graciously and mercifully forgiven us, and so we don't withhold forgiveness from anyone else.
是说知道我们自己也会软弱，我们自己也非常的需要得到饶恕，而但是神已经凭着他的恩典和慈爱饶恕了我们，所以我们不应该不把这份饶恕不给别人。
We give forgiveness to others as Christ forgave us.
我们把饶恕给予别人，就好像耶稣基督把饶恕给予我们。
So number one, forgiveness is a God-empowered choice.
所以要讲的第一点是，饶恕是从一种从神而来的力量。
Forgiveness has nothing to do with us. It is a choice that God has made, and He forgave us.So we show mercy, and He gives us the strength to forgive others as well.
饶恕这个决定并不是我们做出的，而是神做出的。他饶恕我们，怜悯我们，他也给我们力量去饶恕别人。
And I'd like to give you an example of this.
我想在这里讲一个例子。
I don't know how many of you have ever heard of Corrie Ten Boom.
不知道在座有多少人听过 Corrie Ten Boom.
And it's a wonderful biography. Now I wonder, I bet that it's probably in our library, even in the Chinese language.
他有一本写得非常好的传记，可能已经翻译成了中文，我们图书馆可能也有。
And it's a wonderful book. If you could get it, you should read it.
这是非常好的一本书，如果你可以得到这本书，你就应该好好的读一读。
Because she is the picture of forgiveness.
他就是讲他所他的一生讲的就是饶恕。
Corrie Ten Boom lived during the Second World War.
这个人他生活在二战时期。
In the country of Holland.
在荷兰。
And many of you know about World War II. The Nazis and Hitler were killing off the Jewish people.
大家都知道二战的时候，希特勒杀害了很多犹太人。
And you were required to give over the Jewish people. If you knew that there were some Jewish people hiding, you were to tell the authorities so that they could take them.
平民百姓要有义务把你身边的犹太人报告给当地政局，如果你知道他们在的话。
And Corrie ten Boom and her sister, they hid Jewish people in their house.
但是这个叫 Corrie ten Boom 的女孩子和她的姐姐就把犹太人藏在了他们自己家里。
And she was caught by the Germans.
因为这个她就被德国当局逮捕了。
And they took her to a concentration camp.
她们姐妹俩就被带到了集中营。
And there she suffered very, very much.
然后她们在那里受到了很多的虐待。
She was abused.
她被鞭打。
Many of the women were abused, severely abused.
许多妇女都被很严重的虐待了。
And her sister didn't make it.
她的姐姐没有能够熬过去。
She died there in the concentration camp.
她的姐姐在集中营当中就死去了。
And after the war, it seems God moved Corrie ten Boom's heart.
在战后，好像神就感动了 Corrie ten Boom 的心。
And she went back to Germany.
她回到了德国。
And she would preach at these churches.
她在当地的教会传讲。
And she would preach.About God's forgiveness of the German people.
他讲的内容是要饶恕这些德国人。
And one day at the end of one of the meetings,
在有一次的聚会后，
she saw a man coming forward.
他看到有一个男人向他走过来。
And she immediately recognized that man.
他立刻就认出了那个男人。
As one of the guards.
他是集中营的一个守卫。
That abused her so much and her sister.
她曾经重重地虐待过她和她的姐姐。
And she said that her heart grew cold.
她说那个时候她的心就变得非常的刚硬。
But the man kept coming.
但是那个人向她走过来。
And she was saying, for sure, he doesn't recognize me.
她说很显然那个人没有认出我来。
But she recognized him.
但是她认出了那个人。
And he came all the way up.And he extended his hand to her.
他走上前来向她伸出手。
And he said to her, dear sister, the subject of forgiveness is a very important subject.
他说，亲爱的姐妹，关于饶恕的问题，这是一个很重要的问题。
And as he was saying this, she was thinking back to all the things that happened in Germany.
然后当他这么说的时候 Corrie ten Boom 的脑海里面就浮现出了在集中营当中发生的那些事。
And she was thinking about the fact that her sister lost her life.
他想到了他的姐姐因此丧命。
And then again, he said to her, a few words about forgiveness.
然后那个男人还是在继续跟他说一些关于饶恕的话。
And he said,In your speech, I remember that you mentioned the concentration camp that you were in.
那个男人说，在你的讲道当中，我记得有你提到了集中营。
And he said, I was in that concentration camp. I was one of the guards.
他说，我当时就在集中营，我是其中的一个警卫。
And he extended his hand once again, and he said, Corrie ten Boom, will you forgive me?
然后他又伸出手说你能原谅我吗
And she was cold in her heart towards him.
然后他的心里冷极了
But she remembered about the fact that God commands our forgiveness.
但是他记得神要求我们去饶恕
And she remembered that before she was even born, Christ died for her.
然后他记得说在他还没有出生的时候，耶稣基督就已经为他死。
And out of almost duty, she mechanically lifted her hand to shake his.
她可能就是出于一种责任感，她就伸出了她的手。
And when she grabbed his hand,
当她抓住他的手的时候
，she said she felt the warmth of Christ go all the way into her heart.
然后他说当他握住他的手的时候他的心就重新变得温暖了
And she was able to forgive him
他就有能力去真正的饶恕他
From her heart
从他心底里面
The hard part of forgiveness is that we make the choice to release the offender from the consequences and pains that have cost us.
饶恕最困难的地方在于，我们从把自己从因为别人的错误给我们带来的痛苦当中释放出来。
It doesn't mean that we will forget or lose our memory of the offense. It just means that we don't allow the offense and the pain of it to dictate how we treat the other person.
这个并不是说我们忘掉了他们曾经冒犯过我，然后亏欠给我，而是说我们不因为他们的冒犯，他们的亏欠，然后改变来左右我们对他们的态度。
We treat the other person as if it never happened, even when later the memory of that offense comes back to mind.
我们并没有忘记这段记忆，只是我们对待他们就好像他们从来没有冒犯过我们一样，虽然我还记得这件事情。
Brothers and sisters, forgiveness is a messy business.
弟兄姐妹们，饶恕是一件很不划算的买卖。
It is difficult work.
它很难。
Now, having said that, you would think, well, that's enough. That's enough forgiveness. You know, I mean, if you can forgive like that, that's enough. That's all that God would require of us.
然后，我们听到这个故事之后，我们就觉得说，做到这一步已经很足够了。如果说这个就是饶恕的话，那么这样就够了。
But it goes even beyond that.
但是可能情况会更糟糕。
See, even when we are offended again, even by the same person.
我们有的时候可能同一个人会再次冒犯我们。
We don't look back at the offense and hold it against the original offense against that same person.
我们回头看的时候，我们就不应该再次就是还是不原谅他的冒犯。
Instead, the real proper approach would be this.
但是正确的态度应该是这样子。
When we're offended again, even by the same person.
我们再次被冒犯，甚至是可能是同一个人冒犯我们。
We should think in our minds.
我们应该在脑海里面想。
How many times have I offended other people?
我们又冒犯过别人多少次呢？
And how would I like for them to treat me?
我希望别人怎么去对待我呢？
That's what forgiveness is.
这才是饶恕的真正意义。
That we even turn it in on ourselves.
我们把它转向自己。
And we say, I'm not perfect either.
我们说我自己也不是完美无缺的。
I would like to experience forgiveness.
我也想被人饶恕。
So I will extend it.
所以我会去饶恕别人。
You see, the thing is this, that if we don't forgive, there is a curse that is attached to it.
我们其实如果你不饶恕的话，会有一个诅咒。
We read the parable in Matthew chapter 6, verses 14 and 15.
马太福音六章十四到十五节当中说，你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯。你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。
Did you read 18 too?
Not yet.
Okay.
还有是马太福音六章十八节，不叫人看出你进食来，只叫你暗中的父看见。你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。
You see, there is a curse attached to it.
所以你们可以看到，不饶恕的话是会有恶果的。
If we don't forgive, then God isn't going to forgive us.
如果我们不饶恕别人，我们的天父也不会饶恕我们。
You know, if we ever want to prove that to God that we don't have anything to do with God's grace, then we shouldn't forgive.
如果我们想向神证明说我们与你的恩典无份，那我们就不饶恕好了。
If you can have a saving faith, then you will forgive.
如果你还存着得救的信心，那么你就应该去饶恕。
The lack of forgiveness can very likely lead to people to a judgmental attitude.
如果不饶恕，这个人很可能会有一种喜欢论断人的态度。
When we judge people, we're actually trying to judge the motives of their heart.
我们在论断人的时候，其实我们是想论断他们的动机。
And Paul says in Romans chapter 2, verse 4, we don't get to be the judge.
在保罗在罗马书二章四节说，我们其实不应该做那个审判人的人。
See, because we can't see on the inside, only God can do that.
因为我们看不到人的内心，只有神才可以看到。
Is the example is Jesus.
最好的例子就是耶稣基督。
When Jesus was hanging on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
他在被绑在十字架上的时候，他向父神祷告说，父啊，饶恕他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
As people were mocking them, Jesus could see right into their hearts.
在人嘲笑他的时候，耶稣基督其实是可以看到他们的内心的。
And he certainly had the right to judge.
他也完全有权柄去审判他们。
But at that very moment, he said, no, I won't.
但是在那个时候，他就说，不，我不要这样子。
And so he said, Father, forgive them.
他只是说，神啊，父啊，饶恕他们。
And that's what he wants from us.
这也是他希望我们做的。
You see, if we don't forgive, it will often lead to things like gossip and slander.
如果我们不饶恕，很可能我们就会在喜欢在背后传播他的流言，去诽谤他。
It will lead to bitterness in ourselves.
我们自己内心也会感到苦楚。
It will grow into resisting God's grace and forgiveness, even for ourselves.
我们也会越来越抗拒神的恩典。
And if we don't forgive, we will always remember the past.
然后，如果我们不饶恕的话，我们总是在回忆过去。
And every time we see that person that offended us, we will remember what they did, and we will treat them.From that perspective.
然后我们如果不饶恕的话，每次我们看到那个冒犯过我们的人，我们就会想起他曾经对我做的事情，然后我们就会用这样的态度去对待他。
See, the choice not to forgive will hurt us.
所以如果我们不选择去饶恕的话，这种态度会反伤到我们自己。
It will stop our spiritual growth.
这种态度会停止我们灵命的生长。
But there is a blessing.Of forgiveness.
但是如果我们选择去饶恕的话，我们会得到祝福。
And this is what I would like to end on and leave with us all.
然后这就是我想要最后结束的地方。
First of all, when we forgive, we set ourselves free from the past.
当我们选择饶恕的时候，我们把自己从过去中释放了出来。
See, forgiveness helps heal the pain that was caused us by somebody else.
饶恕可以医治我们内心的折磨和痛苦。
We are no longer, well, like when we forgive, we are no longer prisoners of those feelings and the anger and bitterness that came from that person and their offense.
当我们饶恕的时候，我们就不再是那些痛苦、那些愤怒、那些的情绪的奴隶了。
The spiritual blessing from forgiveness is also that it protects us.From the spiritual pitfall of false judgment.
饶恕别人也可以保护我们不做出错误的论断。
Remember, judgment means that we think we know what is in the heart of the other person.
刚刚我已经说过，论断别人就是说我们觉得自己可以看透别人的内心。
This in turn, only God can judge a person's heart.
因为只有神才可以论断人的内心。
We're remembering back to what Jesus said on the cross, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
我们再次回想耶稣基督在十字架上所讲的，父啊，饶恕他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
The third blessing of forgiveness is this, that it increases the flow of grace through our lives.
第三个饶恕的好处是说，是恩典可以通过我们流入更多人的生命。
As God pours His grace into me, I can then pour it into somebody else's life.
神把恩典浇灌进我们的生命，我们也可以把这个恩典注入别人的生命。
This really reflects the true heart of God.
这种传递真正的显现了神的心肠。
And it will invite God's blessing to us.
它可以把神的祝福带入到我们生命当中去。
It promotes healing in the church.
它可以治愈我们的教会。
And it expresses the true character of God.
它显现了神的真正的样式。
Now we just have to understand one thing. We don't have complete control of whether or what the other person does.
有一件我要说清楚的是，我们对于另一方怎么会回应是没有办法控制的。
Paul says this in Romans 12:18.
保罗在罗马书十二章十八节当中说，若是能行，总要尽力与众人和睦。
See, there is a kind of peace that we do have control over.
但这种和睦是我们可以控制的。
And Paul says, as much as it is from our part, we should forgive.
保罗说，只要我们能，若是能行，那么总是要尽力的去饶恕别人。
But from the other person may not even care.
但是对方可能根本就不在意。
The other person might still treat us poorly.
那另外一个人可能就是还是对我们态度很糟糕。
But we can't control what the other person does.
但是我们不能够控制另一个人他怎么想怎么做。
So forget about that.
所以我们就不要去管好了。
Paul says, just forgive from your part.
保罗说从你自己的角度你是要去饶恕的。
You know, some people will say, listen, I'm, and if you're married, maybe you've said this before, I'm only 30% wrong. He's 70% wrong.
就有些人可能会说，尤其是如果你结了婚的话，就是说我这边只负有 30% 的责任，对方负有 70% 的责任。
And Paul says, take 100% of the responsibility for your 30%.
但是保罗说的是，为你的30%，你承担100%。
Forget about their 70%.
把他的70%忘掉吧。
That's between them and God.
他们这个是70%是属于他和神之间的关系。
I can't do anything about that.
但是我不能够做什么。
If the church practices this kind of forgiveness, then God can say, how much my children.Resemble my son.
如果我们的教会是这样的去饶恕的话，那么神就可以说，我的儿女们和我的爱子是多么相像啊。
Aren't those good words?
这些难道不是最美好的语言吗？
Wouldn't it be nice if God can say, how you resemble my son?
如果神说，你和我的爱子真的是很像，难道这个不是很好的事吗？
Amen. Amen.